Lucy tosses a football in her hands.
Charlie Brown, oh Charlie Brown.
She displays the ball.
I can't believe it. She must think I'm the most stupid person alive.
He watches her walk over and set the football down in front of him.
Come on, Charlie Brown. I'll hold the ball and you kick it.
He scowls at her.
Hold it? Ha! You'll pull it away and I'll land flat on my back and kill myself.
But Charlie Brown, it's Thanksgiving.
What's that got to do with anything?
She sets the football up.
Well, one of the greatest traditions we have is the Thanksgiving Day football game. And the biggest, most important tradition of all is the kicking off of the football.
She smirks.
Is that right?
Absolutely. Come on, Charlie Brown. It's a big honor for you.
Eyeing her, he puts his hand to his chin and walks away.
Well, if it's that important, a person should never turn down a big honor.
He keeps walking.
Maybe I should do it.
He stops and puts a finger to his chin.
Besides, she wouldn't try to trick me on a traditional holiday.
He glares at Lucy.
This time I'm gonna kick that football clear to the moon!
She pulls the ball away as he kicks. He launches into the air and falls flat on his back.
Isn't it peculiar, Charlie Brown, how some traditions just slowly fade away?
Snoopy and Woodstock march past in pilgrim hats. A title appears, A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, written and created by Charles M. Schulz. Charlie watches Snoopy fish through a mailbox. Snoopy leaves with a handful of letters as Sally approaches in her blue dress.
What's the matter, big brother?
Nothing. I was just checking the mailbox.
What did you expect? A turkey card?
Holidays always depress me.
I know what you mean. I went down to buy a turkey tree. And all they have are things for Christmas.
For Christmas? Already?
He follows her.
Anyway, why should I give thanks on Thanksgiving? What have I got to be thankful for? All it does is make more work for us at school. Do you know what we have to do now?
She throws her hands up.
We have to write an essay on Stanley Miles.
You mean Miles Standish?
I can't keep track of all those people.
What's all the commotion?
We've got another holiday to worry about. It seems Thanksgiving Day is upon us.
I haven't even finished eating all my Halloween candy!
Sally, Thanksgiving is a very important holiday. Ours was the first country in the world to make a national holiday to give thanks.
He smiles.
Isn't he the cutest thing?
Linus rolls his eyes.
What are you going to do on Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown?
My mother and dad and Sally and I are all going over to my grandmother's for dinner.
He walks off.
Why don't you come along, Linus? We can hold hands under the table. Yeah!
He hides under his blanket. Charlie sits in front of the TV. He glances toward the phone and rises to answer it.
Hello?
Hi, Chuck. This is Peppermint Patty. How you been, Chuck?
She smiles.
Okay, I guess.
Do you kind of miss me, Chuck?
Well, I...
That's okay, Chuck. I know you probably can't talk because someone's listening. We'll keep these intimate things to ourselves, okay, Chuck?
Well,
Listen, I really have a treat for you. My dad's been called out of town. He said I could go over to your house and share Thanksgiving with you, Chuck.
Well,
I don't mind inviting myself over because I know you kind of like me, Chuck.
Well,
Okay, that's a date. See you soon, you sly devil.
Oh, brother.
Now what?
Peppermint Patty's coming to Thanksgiving dinner.
We won't even be home.
He answers the phone.
Hello?
Hi, Chuck. Listen, I have even greater news. Remember that great kid, Marcy?
Sure.
I just talked to her and she kind of would like to see you again. And her folks said it would be okay if she joined us. She can count on two for dinner, Chuck.
But I just don't know.
This will be okay with your folks, won't it, Chuck?
Well, the problem is...
Don't worry. We won't make any problems. We'll help clean up the dishes and everything. Just save me a drumstick in the neck. Okay, Chuck? See you, Chuck.
She hangs up with a wide grin.
How do I always get into these things? Now she's bringing Marcy, too.
It's your own fault, because you're so wishy-washy.
Hello?
Sally leaves.
Hey, guess who just walked in over here? It's Franklin. I told him about the big turkey party you're having, and he sure is folks will let him come. Hey, Chuck, this is going to be the biggest bash of the year. See ya.
I think I'm losing control of the whole world.
Linus approaches.
Now what's wrong?
Now she's bringing Franklin, too. Peppermint Patty's invited herself, Marcy, and Franklin over for Thanksgiving dinner. And I'm not even going to be home. I'm going to be at my grandmother's.
Why don't you just call her back and explain it to her?
You can't explain anything to Peppermint Patty, because you never get to say anything. I'm doomed. 3 guests for Thanksgiving and I'm not even going to be home. Peppermint Patty will hate me for the rest of my life.
He slumps.
What time are you going over to your grandmother's, Charlie Brown?
We're supposed to be there by 4:30.
Okay, that makes it easy. You simply have 2 dinners. You cook the first one yourself for your friends, and then you go to your grandmother's with your family for the second one.
I can't cook a Thanksgiving dinner. All I can make is cold cereal and maybe toast.
Charlie frowns.
That's right. I've seen you make toast. You can't butter it, but maybe we could help you. Snoopy, you go out to the garage and get a table that we can set up in the backyard.
Snoopy salutes him, and Linus rolls his eyes. Outside, Snoopy stands beneath a thin, leafless tree with a bird's nest perched on a branch. He peers up at the nest and snaps. He glares and taps his foot. He drags the branch back and releases it. Woodstock catapults out of the nest and lands beside a bicycle. Dizzy spirals float above him as he plops onto his back and struggles to get up. He stumbles into the wheel spokes and tugs at them. Snoopy approaches and spins the wheel. Woodstock steps through the spinning spokes and they walk to a garage.
It's amazing.
The door opens and pulls Snoopy up with it, forcing him through the attached basketball hoop. The door closes and opens, tossing Snoopy inside. Woodstock flies around frantically as the door opens and a basketball rolls out. Snoopy slips out from behind a cardboard box, dribbles the ball expertly, and shoots it into the hoop.
Don't you worry!
He passes the ball to Woodstock, who's flattened against it, as it rolls down the driveway. Snoopy peels Woodstock's flat body off the side of the ball and shakes him out, back to his former shape. Wobbly, Woodstock follows him back to the garage. Snoopy returns the basketball and drags a folded ping pong table out from the cluttered mess. He struggles to open it. It clamps shut with him in the middle. Glaring, he peeks his head out and forces it open. A ping pong ball and paddle pop out with him.
And your friend there.
Snoopy juggles the ball on the paddle. Woodstock watches from the other side of the net as Snoopy races back and forth, playing with himself.
Little birdie.
Snoopy smacks the ball into Woodstock and grins. Linus glowers behind him.
We don't have any time to play, Snoopy. Please get some chairs around the table.
Red-faced, Snoopy hops down and salutes him. Linus rolls his eyes. Now Snoopy rummages through the garage. He unearths a folding chair from the piles of junk and sets it up by the ping pong table. He goes back for another. He pulls out a striped beach chair and strains to unfold it. He falls on his back as it snaps shut on him. Pushing it off, he slides it into position. It crushes his hand. Snoopy bares his teeth and kicks it. As he turns away, the chair gets up on wooden feet. They circle each other and start fighting. The chair spins Snoopy around on its feet and tosses him aside. In a boxing stance, Snoopy throws a punch and sends the chair falling back. The chair rears up and chases him. The chair trips over him. Snoopy falls back away as it gets up. He lunges for its legs and bites. He wipes his mouth as the chair grabs its injured leg. It belly flops onto Snoopy and smacks him on the chin. Snoopy leaps to his feet and attacks the chair. It jumps around with him squashed between its seats, then twists and collapses. Fade to black.
What are we going to wear to this big Thanksgiving party, sir? What time do we go?
Well, kid, I'm gonna go like this. Old Chuck is pretty cool about dates. He always wears that striped shirt of his.
Franklin approaches.
I just talked to Charlie Brown. He said dinner would be served a little earlier.
Great, we're ready.
You think I should wear a tie?
Nah, you can come as you are, Franklin. Old Chuck won't mind. Besides, he didn't say it was formal.
Snoopy shakes out a large white tablecloth over the ping pong table. While it's still in the air, he ties each end down around the corners. He stands rigidly at attention as Linus approaches.
Okay, Snoopy, that's pretty good. Come on inside. We didn't smell with the food.
In a chef's hat, Snoopy holds a skewer like a conductor's baton as they toast bread. Charlie and Linus insert bread into dozens of toasters. Toast comes springing out. Snoopy catches them on his skewer and smears butter onto them. Linus pushes down the toaster button as they put in more bread. Snoopy catches them on his skewer as they emerge and butters them swiftly. Snoopy expertly butters each one as they fall into a huge stack. Wearing an apron, Snoopy jumps onto a stool and makes popcorn on the stovetop. He dumps it into a bowl. More kernels explode until they cover him completely. Now, Charlie and Linus watch him stir. Behind them, the counter is covered with popcorn, toast, and candy. Woodstock catches and butters bread as it pops out of the toaster. Woodstock accidentally puts Snoopy's ear into the toaster and it smokes. It slips out and Snoopy cringes as Woodstock grabs it and spreads butter onto it. He steals it back and glares. Snoopy carries out a pile of plates and napkins to the ping pong table. He hops on a chair and deals out the plates like cards. He grabs the napkins, shakes them out into perfectly folded origami crowns, and tosses them onto the plates. He smiles and surveys his work. One of the napkins moves. He jumps and puts his hand to his chin as he plucks the napkin off the plate to reveal a dizzy Woodstock grinning up at him. Snoopy hops onto the ground and gestures for Woodstock to join him. Fluttering unsteadily, Woodstock plops down and the two walk to Snoopy's doghouse. Woodstock waits while Snoopy ducks inside. Woodstock stares with wide eyes as Snoopy lugs out a blue chest. Smiling, he places his chef's hat inside and takes out a pilgrim's hat. Woodstock glares as Snoopy dumps it on top of him. Woodstock jumps and struggles beneath it. Snoopy removes it and puts it on his own head. He regards himself in a hand mirror. Woodstock creeps away as Snoopy rifles through the chest. Snoopy grabs him and brings him back. Scowling, he points to the ground and sets Woodstock down. Snoopy holds up a pilgrim's costume and Woodstock turns away. Snoopy wraps him in the fabric and the two fly inside the chest. Snoopy pops out of the chest in the pilgrim's hat, looking around for Woodstock. He spots the bird on top of his head. Snoopy chases him and they dive back into the chest. Snoopy comes out of the chest alone and his hat shakes. His eyes widen as he takes off the hat and scratches his head. He reaches inside and finds Woodstock dressed in the pilgrim costume smiling. Frowning, Snoopy sets him on the ground. He pulls a toy rifle from the chest and points to Woodstock, who salutes him. They march back toward the house. Snoopy hops onto the stoop as Woodstock slams into the steps. He struggles to fly high enough to get up and looks downcast as he fails. Snoopy picks him up and Woodstock smiles. Snoopy stands at attention at the door.
What? Oh, hi, Snoopy. Come on in.
They trot after him into the living room. Charlie gestures to their costumes.
Snoopy, how can you serve the food in that ridiculous outfit?
They follow him into the kitchen.
How about your chef's hat?
Snoopy hands the rifle to Woodstock, who staggers with it. The rifle fires and falls on Snoopy.
Come on, Snoopy. We don't have any time for this playing around. The guests will be here pretty soon, so please get ready to help serve them.
At the front door, Patty, Franklin, and Marcy wait.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Peppermint Patty. Hi, Franklin. Hi, Marcy.
Hi, Chuck.
Smiling, the three enter. Franklin gives Charlie a high five. Charlie leads them out the back door. Linus and Sally stand by the ping pong table. Charlie pulls out a chair for Patty, and she smiles. Linus does the same for Marcy. Franklin sits in the beach chair and sinks down into it. Charlie and Patty exchange a wide-eyed look. Snoopy arrives carrying a covered silver platter and jumps into his seat.
Are we going to have a prayer? It's Thanksgiving, you know. Before we're served, shouldn't we say grace?
They exchange glances. At the head of the table, Linus stands.
In the year 1621, the Pilgrims held their first Thanksgiving feast. They invited the great Indian chief, Massasoit, who brought 90 of his brave Indians and a great abundance of food. Governor William Bradford and Captain Miles Standish were honored guests. Elder William Brewster, who was a minister, said a prayer that went something like this. We thank God for our homes and our food and our safety in a new land. We thank God for the opportunity to create a new world for freedom and justice.
Amen.
She clasps her hands in prayer. Snoopy unveils the platter of candy, popcorn, and toast. He shuffles the toast like cards and sets it onto a plate. Patty's face falls as she sees him garnish the dish with candy and throw it to Marcy. Snoopy makes another plate. He wipes off his hands and slides it to Franklin, whose eyes peek over the edge of the table. Snoopy tosses plates to Sally and Linus. Patty stares at the food as he gives her a plate. He flings a plate to Charlie, makes another for himself, and dusts off his hands. He ties a napkin around his neck and grabs a knife and fork as Charlie eats. Patty glares.
What's this? A piece of toast? A pretzel stick? Popcorn? What blockhead cooked all this?
Hands on her hips, she turns to Snoopy with a sour look. He hides his face under his chef's hat.
What kind of a Thanksgiving dinner is this? Where's the turkey, Chuck? Don't you know anything about Thanksgiving dinners? Where's the mashed potatoes? Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
She holds up a piece of popcorn, throws it onto her plate, and scowls. Charlie slinks away.
You are kind of rough on Charlie Brown, weren't you, sir?
Rough? Look at this! Is this what you call a Thanksgiving Day dinner? Did we come across town for this? We are supposed to be served a real Thanksgiving dinner.
Now, wait a minute, sir. Did he invite you here to dinner? Or did you invite yourself and us, too?
Gee, I never thought of it like that. Do you think I hurt old Chuck's feelings? I bet I hurt his feelings, huh? Golly, why can't I act right outside of a baseball game? Marcy, maybe you can go to old Chuck and patch things up for me. Maybe you can tell him how I really feel. Tell him that I didn't mean it the way it sounded. Marcy, you can do it. You go see him and tell him that I really like him and that the dinner is okay with me.
Well, I don't know, but I'll try. I think maybe you should go to Chuck and tell him yourself.
No, Marcy, I'll just ruin everything. You know I'm too brusque and rough. You go and speak for me.
Well, okay.
They watch Marcy leave.
This is not unlike another famous Thanksgiving episode. Do you remember the story of John Alden and Priscilla Mullins and Captain Miles Standish?
This isn't like that one at all.
In the living room.
Don't feel bad, Chuck. Peppermint Patty didn't mean all those things she said. Actually, she really likes you.
I don't feel bad for myself. I just feel bad because I ruined everyone's Thanksgiving.
But Thanksgiving is more than eating, Chuck. You heard what Linus was saying out there. Those early pilgrims were thankful for what had happened to them. And we should be thankful, too. We should just be thankful for being together.
Charlie looks at her.
I think that's what they mean by Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown.
Patty peeks in.
Come here.
See you later, Charles.
Charles.
Smiling, Marcy approaches Patty.
He's all yours, Priscilla.
Priscilla? Priscilla?
Patty holds out a hand to Charlie.
Apologies accepted, Chuck, old boy.
Sure.
There's enough problems in the world already, Chuck, without these stupid misunderstandings. Let's not play lover's games, Chuck.
I agree.
As they shake, she looks at their hands.
You're holding my hand, Chuck. You sly dog.
She smirks as Charlie turns away. He glances at the grandfather clock behind him.
Good grief, it's 4 o'clock. We're supposed to be at Grandmother's house for Thanksgiving by 4:30.
He picks up the phone.
I better talk to her and explain my dilemma.
He dials and waits.
Hello? Grandma? This is Chuck. I mean Charlie Brown. We're gonna be a little late. You see, I invited a few friends over, and they're still here. Well, it's just Linus and a girl named Marcy and a girl named Peppermint Patty. She's a great baseball player. And a boy named Franklin? No, ma'am, they haven't eaten. As a matter of fact, they've let me know that. In no uncertain terms. What? You mean it?
Hey, Peppermint Patty, great news!
Outside, the kids frown while Snoopy roasts popcorn on a grill.
We're all invited to Charlie Brown's grandmother's for Thanksgiving dinner.
Snoopy tosses popcorn into the air. Fade to black. Snoopy and Woodstock wait on the sidewalk while the kids pile into the back of a station wagon. Charlie gets in last and shuts the hatch. He waves goodbye to Snoopy as they drive off, and Snoopy salutes him in return. He marches away with Woodstock.
Isn't there an old song that goes, over the hills and through the woods, to Grandmother's house we go?
Sure, only this is the way it goes.
Over the river and through the woods
to Grandmother's house we go. The horses away to carry the sleigh from the wide and drifting snow. Over the river and through the woods, oh, how the wind is low. It stings the toes and bites the nose. Over the ground we go.
Well, there's only one thing wrong with that.
What's that, Charlie Brown?
My grandmother lives in a condominium.
He grimaces. Smiling, Snoopy leads Woodstock to his doghouse. They stroll inside. Staggers out with a small table and places it on the ground. He runs back in. Snoopy carries out 2 chairs and drops them on either side of the table. Woodstock waits as he goes back inside. Snoopy carefully sets a giant silver platter onto the table. He opens it, revealing a cooked turkey. Smiling, Woodstock watches Snoopy sharpen a knife. He slices some meat and puts it on Woodstock's plate. He serves Woodstock some vegetables from the platter and cuts another piece of meat for himself. Woodstock rubs his stomach. Snoopy slides the platter of turkey aside and grabs his plate. They dig into their food, eyes closed, as they chew. Empty, Woodstock leans back, his stomach bulging. Snoopy peeks at him with a smile and cuts more turkey. He grabs the wishbone and holds it out. Woodstock takes the other end and pulls. Holding the big half, Woodstock flies backwards with a grin. Fade to black. Credits appear, directed by Bill Melendez and Phil Roman. Produced by Lee Mendelson and Bill Melendez. Music composed and performed by Vince Guaraldi. Music supervision, John Scott Trotter. Credits continue. in cooperation with United Feature Syndicate Incorporated. Charles M. Schulz, Creative Associates, Warren Lockhart, President. Words appear. The end. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Copyright 1973, United Feature Syndicate Incorporated. All rights reserved.